We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You decide. 2019.
We are joined now by Delegate Chris Peace, who is the Republican, represents Mechanicsville, New Kent County, Hanover. I'm glad to have you here because I kept, and just so people know, I've known Chris for a long time, went to the same high school that I did, and I saw you on Friday night. We talked a little bit about this. I don't want anybody thinking I'm not being straight up with the audience, that you and I go back a little bit. But tell me what happened this weekend with your chief rival and the guy who's trying to take your seat through the nomination process for the Republican Party, Scott Wyatt. There was scheduled to be a convention on Saturday, and then your side changed that arrangement, and now you're trying to figure out what happens next. You know, explain it to me.
Sure, John, and it was great to see you Friday. You've been a saint for a long time, so okay. It was it's always nice to see you, and I appreciate this opportunity. You know, frankly, John, this has been a flawed process from the outset. My opponent, Scott Wyatt, schemed with a small group of folks in our community to rig a process, to choose a convention method without disclosing his interest in running for this seat. So it was an undisclosed conflict of interest from the beginning, and that was in January time frame. Mm-hmm. So for several months, we've been working with the process that was dealt us. And frankly, we were winning. We had filed and pre-filed more delegates in every county in the district leading up until the week prior to the scheduled convention, when it was realized that no planning had been done for the event, and that Monday a week ago, it was learned that the site, the venue that had been advertised for months, had actually fallen through. So the Legislative District Committee, which was comprised of representatives of every county, plus a non-voting chairman, decided a supermajority, 75%, I believe, of the committee voted to change the process to a more open process to allow more Republican voters to exercise their rights to vote for their nominee of choice on June 1st in a firehouse primary.
Now, is that in the rules to make that kind of change? And who's on that committee? Not just your guys, I'm assuming.
Well, I wouldn't say we have our guys. I mean, Scott Wyatt was his own guy,
okay.
setting up the process for himself from the beginning. Mm-hmm. We have good Republicans on the committee. The representative from Hanover was Governor McDonald's policy director, ran a statewide campaign for a Republican presidential candidate. Mm-hmm. You know, all good Republicans. In fact, the King William representative had voted for a primary from the very beginning. So when it was realized that a effective event could not be held that could be trusted, that committee decided to change course and open it up to more voters, Republican voters who would come out on a single day, longer time frame on a Saturday, June 1st, to cast their vote.
So that wasn't just you walking away. That's what I heard from a lot of people. Well, Chris Peace has walked away.
Why would you walk away, John, when you had filed more delegates? You know,
okay.
We've always maintained that the best process is the one that's the more open one, the more transparent, the more inclusive one. Frankly, I've got two children, 8 and a 10-year-old, and we have birthday parties. We do more planning for those birthday parties than what had been done just a week ago for this convention.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I was not at the meeting. I didn't get involved in it, just like I wasn't involved when Scott Wyatt chose a process that favored him. I'm pleased that the state chairman has stood up and said that all of this is within the state party plan, that the Legislative District Committee acted in good faith and in the best interest of the voters.
Mm-hmm. So there is not a new date right now, even in pencil on the calendar?
The new date, John, is June the 1st. So the time frame will be broad, probably four or six hours. People can come out. They can still do their family activities on a Saturday, cast a vote, and go about their day. So we will see a much greater turnout than the couple hundred that showed up to the fake convention on Saturday, the Wyatt rally that took place where he purported to crown himself the nominee.
And that's what he's saying, is that he's now the nominee. What do you do about that?
I mean, it doesn't mean anything. It wasn't authorized. So, you know, I mean, I look forward to continuing the campaign. You know, he'll have to decide if he files for this Firehouse primary. You know, I would think that he would want to do that. And we'll continue this contest. I don't know why he would be afraid of more voters voting.
You don't think he's going to spend the week saying, I'm the nominee, and then does this go to court if that is the rhetoric that's being used, or if he is approaching donors from that position?
John, I never could predict that the way things have gone would have gone this way. But we're going to run a very good race all the way through the finish line June 1st. And I believe that when more voters in our district participate, that I will be the nominee again.
Yeah. Hey, you know I'm going to call Scott Wyatt later and ask him to come on the show, too. And I just want to be upfront about that.
Ask him about the conflict of interest.
I will ask all of those questions. And I think it's important to let this breathe a little bit, but I want to ask you, what is this all about? You've faced kind of, I'm quite frankly, I'm surprised the hostility that has been directed at you. What is the genesis of this? Is it the Medicaid expansion vote that's just really ticked off really hardcore conservatives? They didn't like the fact that you made that judgment. I mean, is that what this is?
They were at least. Yeah, you know, there were at least 19 House Republicans that had the courage to step up and make a deal that had conservative entitlement reforms to Medicaid expansion. I voted for the state budget, which included expansion. You know, frankly, I think the state budget represents our values. We were investing in our people here in the Commonwealth, our workforce, teacher pay raises, deputy sheriff pay raises. And we were able to do that, plus put $1 billion in cash reserves and then the rainy day fund total, while giving greater access to health care to those at the very low end of the spectrum.
But a lot of these people,
the frugal programs.
I mean, it was a tough decision to make, and you know, until you have to cast the vote, it's all rhetoric, and then you're in the position you got to cast the vote. But I think a lot of people felt like, you know, it's a vote on principle, and even though you have an explanation for the vote that you took, that it was a betrayal of principle. What would be your response to that?
I think it was the right thing to do. I've got no regrets, John. You know, as a Republican, I've fought against tax increases, the single largest one in Virginia history. I worked to defeat repeal the death tax, a meals tax in Hanover. I've been pro-life and pro-Second Amendment. You know, I don't know when allowing people at the very low end of the spectrum to have access to health care for their families with conservative entitlement reforms was somehow, you know, the litmus test. But, you know, I'm proud of my record of 13 years working for people, putting people first, and having great constituent service in the district. So, you know, that's why I'm confident when you open up to more voters, those voters will ratify those years of service and that dedication to our community, and will reject the politics of hate and put that behind us.
Well, it has been an interesting 72 hours here, and I really appreciate you coming on the air to air your side of the story. Delegate Chris Peace, the Republican incumbent delegate who is facing the Hanover supervisor Scott Wyatt for the Republican nomination for his seat. And we will try to get Scott on to, you know, get his side of the story here. But Delegate Chris Peace, I really appreciate it. Always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Yeah. Keep up the great work, John. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.